that this is something that shocks the conscience and therefore is torture.
Have people died from waterboarding?
I'm not aware of people dying in the CIA program. They certainly have died in the past, and it's a process of dying. You intervene at the last minute to rescue somebody. But, you know, one thing that has been covered over is that I recently saw George Tenet, the former director, being interviewed when he said no one had died under CIA interrogation. That isn't true. There were prisoners. I followed the case of a prisoner who died in Iraq, in a special part of Abu Ghraib. He died. He was asphyxiated. It was a homicide, and he died while in the CIA's hands. And there was a prisoner in a CIA black site in Afghanistan in the salt pit.
Stephen Gray, we're going to have to leave it there, but I thank you very much for being with us. The documentary that he has done on Extraordinary Rendition airs tonight, Frontline, at 9 p.m. On PBS. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdul-Qudus, Aaron Mate, Nicole Salazar, Steve Martinez, Jeffrey Hagerman. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
I got mixed up confusion, man, and it's killing me.
On Saturday, November 10th, we will add to the confusion by presenting our own skewed vision of Bob Dylan in anticipation of the new Todd Haynes film, I'm Not There. Will you be there? Will you be anywhere? Find out on Saturday night, November 10th, running till midnight, right here on WUSB Stony Brook.
Part of our special radiothon programming here on WUSB Stony Brook, where the time is 6 o'clock. Time once again for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. That's all I've got. Damn. All right, well, let me explain. You've probably heard of the writer's strike going on right now in Hollywood. And you might not think that affects us here at WUSB, but it does. It does, because we do get a lot of material from that source. And so there already are some gaps that are popping up in the programming. And I have to say that if the strike is not settled soon, the Hollywood writers' strike is not settled soon, we're not going to be on next week because we'll have no material. I'm afraid that's just the way it is. People think, this is kind of interesting, people think that the voices they hear, the faces they see in their various mass media tools that they use, or those television sets or radios or whatnot, they think that those people are the source of all the cleverness and wittiness that is communicated. It's not true. It's not true. They are merely the vessels. They're merely the ones that... see, I can't even think of the words. I can't think of the words. They're the ones, the talking faces and heads and voices and things like that. That's all they are. There's no brain behind... Well, there is a brain, but there's no writing brain behind it. You need the writers for that kind of a thing. Otherwise, you just run out of words. And that's what we're facing here. So, if the strike continues, I don't know. You'll probably hear something like maybe a blues program next week. I don't know. Whatever they come up with. Yeah, well, let's keep our fingers crossed. But doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. Kill some time with the music. Thank you. Okay, well, we do have some material because, well, we do prepare the show in advance, so... And we all knew the state of emergency was coming in Pakistan, so we had plenty of time to prepare for that. And there are some other items, too. We have a feature coming up in just a moment. Oh, and of course, this is Pledge Week here at the radio station at Off the Wall. And I'd like to encourage people who are listening right now, those of you listening, at 6.05 p.m. on this Tuesday evening, to call up 631-632-9872. That's 631-632-WUSB. And put a 1 in front of that if you have to. And whatever other dialing things you got to do from wherever you are. And we have a very special premium for those of you who call during the hour coming up now. And that is the brand new 2600 sweatshirt. Which you will get in addition to all the fun things that you get for a pledge of $75 here to the radio station. And that pledge goes a long way. And we at 2600 have donated a whole bunch of the new sweatshirts, which actually are being completed this week, I'm told. I am not at liberty could have put that on one page. I am not at liberty to say what the actual design is of these particular sweatshirts. Not at liberty to tell you that. However, I can say that they're different than the previous ones. Not that the previous ones were bad or anything like that, but they are completely different and new and modern and different. Did I say that already? Oh, boy. All right. I'll make with the words. I'll get it right. 631-632-9872. Please show us that you're out there, that you support the station, that you support the show, that it means something to you, because it means something to us. And let's take a look at what's been going on the last few days. Of course, we have the state of emergency in Pakistan. Come on, guys, you saw it coming, right? They've been talking about it for months now. And President Musharraf is showing his true colors. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, right now they're going around arresting all the lawyers. they're claiming that this state of emergency is to fight terrorism and fundamentalism and things like that. But who are they going after? They're going after lawyers and judges. My goodness. And this happened right before the Pakistani Supreme Court was going to rule on whether President Musharraf would be able to run for another term as president. And apparently, he got a little suspicious as to what they might say and decided to cut them off at the pass and impose martial law. And this really makes the United States look pretty silly because the U.S. government has, of course, been backing this guy. He's the number one ally in the so-called fight against terror. And now look at what's happening. 3 days after Musharraf suspended the Constitution, declared a state of emergency, Pakistan's judicial system is in lockdown, with thousands of lawyers jailed and many judges detained in their homes. Now, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto is in Islamabad. She got there from Karachi today, and she's meeting with other opposition leaders about how to respond. Now, she's not being touched. That's kind of interesting, don't you think? I don't know if there's something more nefarious going on there or if they're just afraid of her. But it's going to get very, very interesting. She said to the reporters who have not yet been arrested, "I don't think we have time. I don't think we should give time. I think we should all come down as strongly as we can for the restoration of democracy." Uh, don't know. You gotta think about this. What would you do? What would you do if something like that happened here? It's not so far-fetched, because I've seen things happen in this country I never would have expected. I've seen deterioration of all sorts of fundamental rights and expectations, and basically a lot of people now are saying that torture is okay to use against people that you suspect of wrongdoing, even if they're innocent. It's necessary, as witnessed in the program 24. Oh, by the way, if the writer's strike continues, they're going to have to rename 24-6. Huh? I wrote that myself, okay? So you don't need these Hollywood writers, because we can generate our own material if we have to. Six. That'll be the name of the show, Six, because they'll have to have less episodes. Not 24, they'll have six. That's good. It's funny, all right? It's in context. It's a good... what do you know? All right, so the strike continues out there in Hollywood, and good luck to them. And in New York, too. They're picketing outside all the TV networks as well. Anyway, so the state of emergency continues in Pakistan, and it's going to get worse, I think, before it gets better. I mean, obviously, there has to be some kind of backlash against this. I would sure hope so. The question is, how is it going to be expressed? People can't live like this, and of course, people in Pakistan have been used to dictators before. But democracy keeps bobbing up instead. And maybe it'll take a couple of weeks for it to actually start. We'll have to see. But it has widespread implications. Because if Musharraf gets too pissed off at the United States for chiding him about these actions of his, then he could make it very difficult for the United States to continue its operation in Pakistan. And then you've got Turkey making it difficult for the United States to continue its operation in Iraq. So it's no matter how you look at this, it's not good for the U.S. U.S. policy, that is. It's a different story for the people, of course. But boy, it must be very strenuous and stressful to be in government these days, watching what's going on in the world. But you can't say you're surprised. That's the one thing you can say. Well, I can say it. I can say I'm surprised because the phones are not ringing. Why are the phones not ringing? I know last week the stream was down. This week the stream is up. Right? The stream is up. And the transmitter, we remember to turn it on this week. All right? So everything is working. Everything is working. We should be getting phone calls. We're giving things away here, folks. We're giving things away that are worth something. I mean, that's just because we care enough to donate to the radio station in our way by getting all kinds of merchandise. There are storekeepers, merchants of all sorts out there who have donated all sorts of coupons and other things that we're going to use to entice you to call us. Now, ideally, and some radio stations do this, some real hardcore stations do this, where they say, you know what, we're not offering you anything other than the radio station. And they get calls. They get calls for that, because that should be enough. And I understand that philosophy. I totally understand that. If we had nothing to offer other than the continued sound of WUSB here at 90.1 FM, broadcasting since 1977, steadfastly, obstinately into the Suffolk County, Long Island, Connecticut area, despite all the odds. If we had nothing but that to offer you, would that not be enough? Would that not be worth a phone call to 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB? I can't read that. People are holding little pieces of paper up to the glass. I cannot possibly read that. If it's a we can't take calls on the air, so don't bother. We can get messages, but this is not a call-in show this week, because we have to take pledges. Unfortunately, that's the way it works. But we will take phone calls next time we're on the air, after Is that somebody who wants to go on the air? Because we can't do that. Yeah, we're not on delay this week, sorry. But we can take their pledge. So pledges are definitely welcome. They hung up. They must have heard me. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. 631-632-WUSB. Yes, we take phone calls throughout the rest of the year. Listeners are able to voice their opinions and communicate with other listeners. Something you can't do on other radio stations. It means something. All sorts of thoughts and opinions are expressed here at this particular place. But in addition to the radio station existing, we do offer you enticements as well, because we believe in donating to the radio station. If we have something to donate, that will serve as a thank you for the people who called in, then we're willing to do that as well. And in our particular case, we've got the new 2600 sweatshirts that you can get for a pledge of $75. Now that alone is something right there. Yeah, you can get a sweatshirt for less than $75. True. The donation to the radio station is what should be the driving force here. But in addition to that, in addition to the sweatshirt you get for $75, you also get all kinds of WUSB items for that $75 pledge, including, if you wish, another sweatshirt, a WUSB sweatshirt, two sweatshirts now. And on top of that, you can get a WUSB hat. So, yeah, all of a sudden, it's not such a sacrifice. It's an investment in your wardrobe. It's true. It's incredible that we can offer so much, because I know other radio stations, we wouldn't be able to offer that much for such a small amount. But we need to get the phones ringing. There are people standing in there looking for something to do, and the phones aren't ringing. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Could be that people don't care. Could be that the items we discuss here on this particular program don't matter. I like to think they do, because we try to cover the world. We try to cover the community. We try to offer unique perspectives, and we try to open up the lines of communication so that people out there can also join in. But we need to know you're out there, and this is the time. This is the time when it matters. This is the time when it counts. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Let's get those phone lines ringing. We have five phone lines. And I think we have enough people to answer all five. Now, I'm going to look like a real fool if we can't even get a couple of those lines to ring. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. You don't like sweatshirts? You hate sweatshirts? You don't want to hear about them anymore? Fine, there's so many other things that the radio station has to offer you. Compact discs, coupons of all sorts, DVDs, all kinds of things. There's a book in there. There's a book of all sorts of things that are being offered. But the 2600 sweatshirt, that's geared for this particular hour between 6 and 7 p.m. On this particular Tuesday. And I think this is the last week that we're doing this. Yeah, if the writer's strike continues next week and we're not on, then we won't be doing this next week. So, yeah, it's something that you should take seriously. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. I don't want to beg, but I do want to see those phones light up, and they're not lighting up. I know it takes time for the signal to get out to the internet, so maybe you're just hearing my first appeal now. It's entirely possible. So that's why I'm going to continue until I see the phones light up. I know people are out there. We get mail. OTW@2600.com is our email address. We get mail to that email address. So I know people are out there. I know it means something to them. Imagine what it would mean to you if it wasn't here anymore. I don't like to say that, but it is a distinct possibility. You don't pay your bills and things like electricity get turned off and you lose the rights to put your antenna on top of a tower someplace. Before you know it, you're devolving. Your radio station gets turned over to some other entity, like a religious entity or NPR or something like that. People who can put in new carpeting and keep the satellite programming going 24/7. It's happened. It's happened many, many times. This is not a hypothetical situation. Radio stations are valuable commodities, and we're lucky to have this here, something that we actually can put our hands on and get behind a microphone and do all kinds of fun things, like the Dylan special coming up on Saturday, like the Elvis Costello special that happened last week. All kinds of neat stuff. Come on in. Is this somebody else who wants to be on the air? Oh, this is a message. Okay. There was an internet pledge for 20. Oh, the 800 number is working. Okay, great. Thank you. We have an 800 number. Who uses 800 numbers still? Everybody can call for free these days, right? I mean, everyone has cell phone plans, and I can't recall the last time I got a bill for a phone call to anywhere in the United States. But if for whatever reason you can't make a long-distance call, they still even use that phrase, to 631-632-9872. Well, then, you can call our toll-free number, which is 1-800-394-WUSB. That's 1-800-394-9872. So there's all kinds of methods to reach us, all kinds of ways. Good, two calls on the line. That's good. I can't tell you how good that makes me feel, knowing that there are people out there. And if you saw the pain I go through week after week to put this show together, you'd realize that making me feel a little bit content is not such a bad thing. And I want to thank those people for calling in. I feel content now. Wouldn't it be nice if I felt good, though? I mean, you know, happy, really happy. And that could happen by making a couple of more of those lines ring. Yeah, maybe there'd be a smile on my face for once. It hasn't happened in a while, but maybe this is the night. 631-632-9872 or 1-800-394-9872. Those of you calling from different parts of the world, our country code is 1. You probably know that. It's always good to hear from you when we take phone calls on the air. It's always good to read your email, which we're going to do in a couple of minutes. But it's also great to know that you're out there. Three calls on the line. Oh, boy. Did you hear that? I almost cracked a smile just now. All right. If that's really a fourth call, five calls. We have a bingo. Okay. Now, I just want to make sure that those are real calls. See, one person hung up already. I think they're too busy in there to take more phone calls. If you ring the phone and nobody picks up, please, please, please do not give up. Call right back. Keep trying, because that's what it's all about. Look at this. I'm smiling. I'm smiling. I got a smile on my face. I shouldn't have a smile on my face. There's not much to be happy about, but this is something. This is something to be happy about. Of course, that other call hung up, so if you don't call back, I might not stay happy very long. 631-632-9872. 1-800-394-WUSB. Don't play games here. This is serious. This is important. We really do need to do this every now and then. It's unpleasant. I know people hate to hear it. Hate to hear stations asking for money, and it seems this time of year every station is asking for money. I'm aware of this. But the alternative, there's two alternatives. One is not to be on the air at all, and two is to be a commercial radio station. And here at 90.1, you can't be a commercial radio station. Everything below 92 in the United States has to be non-commercial. So you need a source of income. And if that source of income is not going to come from commercials, it has to come from listeners. Unless you just get rid of the station and sell it to an entity that has lots of money already. See, those are the facts. That's how it works. 631-632-9872. If we get one more phone call, a real phone call that actually is a pledge, not someone that just makes the little red light up. Then we'll go into listener mail, which is pretty entertaining this week, and also a special feature that has been produced by the non-Hollywood writer portion of the program so that we could bring it to you this week. In fact, we had to scramble because we didn't have enough material to cover the hour. Thank God I have to beg for money, because if I didn't have to fill this time with begging for money, I'd have to be saying clever, witty things that I can't say because we didn't get our package from Hollywood this week. 631-632-9872. One more phone call is all it takes to launch me into the listener mail. And your listener mail can also be read over the radio. All you have to do is put some sentences together and send it on over to OTW, that stands for Off the Wall, OTW at 2600.com, that's 2600.com. And if it's an interesting letter, we'll certainly read it. We read all of them, whether they're interesting or not, but reading them over the air. Okay, we got a phone call now. If that phone call stays on the line and turns into a pledge, then we'll go into the mail. It's that simple. See the power you have? It's incredible power. All right. Now it looks like he's arguing with the caller. Now he's standing up on the desk. Okay, so that's not the kind of call we want. We want nice, happy calls. Is it a pledge? It is a pledge. Okay, good, good. Now, I'm not saying, I'm going to read the mail now, but I'm not saying that you should not call. You should continue to call while we're reading the mail. In fact, nothing would make me happier than to read the listener mail and then glance over casually at the phone and see all the lines lit up, because that would tell me that I don't have to just constantly beg for calls, that the program is important enough for you to call even when I'm not doing that. And again, one more time, if you call up and pledge $75, you'll get a brand new, not released yet, 2600 sweatshirt. Brand new design. That's all we can say. Brand new design, has not yet been released to the public. You'll get that. You'll also get whatever you want for a $75 pledge at the radio station, which could be another sweatshirt, another WUSB sweatshirt, or an addition, a WUSB hat. Hi, Chris. You don't have to whisper. We're here on the microphone.
Emmanuel, it's good to be in the studio with you, my friend.
So, so calls are coming in?
Calls are coming in, yes. We're very pleased, folks. Keep the calls coming. Very nice. We have the phone volunteers inside, myself included, and the phones are ringing. We like this. This is great.
This is good. Ryan from Kansas City, thanks so much for your pledge. And this is Nick from New York. Thank you so much for calling in.
There you go. And there's more coming.
More coming in. I see the phone's ringing. That's, I guess you got to get back in there, Chris.
That's right. I have to do that. I'm going to let you do what they pay you so much to do here.
Yeah, right, they really do. When is your show on, Chris?
Actually, we're going to be doing a special. I'll give a little shameless
plug. Another special?
Yes, Bill Kay and I. Bill Kay's inside right now.
And you're Chris LaPorta.
And I would be Chris LaPorta here in the flesh. This Thursday night from 6 to 10 p.m., we're going to be doing a four-hour live Jazz Fest recording special. It should be quite exciting.
So, 4 hour live recording?
Right. Well, actually, what it's going to be is, let me backstep.
Yeah.
It's going to be music that's been recorded at Jazz Fest in New Orleans over the years.
Okay.
So it will. There won't be actual physical live.
They're not coming here then. We're going to be playing the recordings.
We were toying with the fact of trying to bring everybody from New Orleans here to do a live recording.
That would be something.
But it just wasn't working.
Well, just the fact that we toy with those ideas, you know?
Exactly.
They don't toy with the ideas on the mainstream radio. Radio stations. We talk with all kinds of things that are completely crazy, and sometimes we do them.
We do some incredible things here too. Exactly. As a matter of fact, to the fact of that, a great Elvis Costello marathon.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
All time legends of New Orleans music was physically here playing his piano,
I
sitting
saw.
Here, talking. Fantastic.
Actually, he really
fantastic.
Was here. I wasn't here myself, but I heard that he was here.
We actually. Bill and I chauffeured him back from New York City. It was quite impressive. And John O. and Mr. Edison did a fantastic job with the interview and just a real fun, great time. And that's the caliber radio you'll get from WUSB.
Yeah, and wasn't there a hurricane going on at the same time?
Actually, Hurricane Noel had been downgraded to a tropical storm, but we actually did get the edges of that. Uh-huh. And John O. commented on that it took a bit of a storm to get Alan out here.
Wow.
It was really quite a great coincidence.
That's what this place is all about, is getting historical moments like that. So
absolutely, and there are many more. One of these days we'll have to sit down and do a special with you and talk about some of the historical moments of WUSB, because how many you've
some
been
of the
here
dirt
from,
too. Right, I know right a lot of dirt on a lot of people.
That's good stuff. That's good. That's
look at this. No phone calls. Come on. We're talking about dirt now. 631-632-9872. Come on. Yeah, there's I've been here for a while and I've seen some things.
Oh yes,
not there's saying names yet.
Going down to the watermelon incidents and other things involving electronic instruments.
Yeah, watermelons and electronic instruments are involved. Yes,
and also some of the catacombs, the local catacombs here, and other interesting things. Indeed.
Absolutely,
indeed. People would probably fork up good money to just hear that.
They'd fork up good money to keep my mouth shut, too. Some people definitely would.
See, I hope I'm not one of them.
Well, it'd be in their interest, and we're going to give them plenty of time to make an offer and see if it can be matched.
Well, I tell you, I for one want to thank you for continuing to make the programming here at USB very interesting, because I look forward to your travel logs. When you are a world traveler, you go to some very interesting places. We never know where you're going to turn up next, and the information that you get back to us and the listeners, I think, is fantastic.
Well, it's because I'm always being sent away. You know, whenever I'm in a place, they always want me to go someplace else.
Oh.
So that leads me to sort of go from one place to another. So it might sound interesting to the listeners, I know, but it's basically me just looking for, you know, a place where I'm welcome finding it.
It sounds absolutely great to me. I think you do a fantastic job, and keep up the good work.
Well, you know, the real credit goes to the Hollywood writers, and I just want to say, I hope this gets worked out, because I'd like to be on next week, but it doesn't look good at this point if the strike continues. Peter from Patchogue, thank you very much for your pledge. And Steve from Ridge, nice to get some local calls.
Very good, very good. Well, hopefully those calls will keep coming in. I'm going to slide on back inside over there, and we'll see if we can get people to start picking up the phone and calling 1-800-394-9872, 632-6901. You know the number, folks.
Yeah, but you forgot the area code.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We have a person folks. From Kansas City could never have called us without the area code.
There you go, 631-632-6901. You can even
Another number. We've given out so many different numbers now. Okay, see, now when we spell it out, we're giving out the same number. When we say 631-632-WUSB and then we say 631-632-9872, that's the same number. But you just said 631-632-6901, which is our old number, 690.1.
Which still works, I believe.
They all go to the same place. And it's 1-800-394-WUSB, which is 1-800-394-9872.
And that's where we pick up the nickel-dime quarter, whatever it might be, or yen, euro, you name it.
Exactly. Well, you can't call from overseas, I don't think, on the 800 number.
Probably not. Well,
but you can call the 631-632-9872 number. Usually, you would dial 00, followed by 1, followed by 631-632-9872. Usually, most European countries.
Being the international traveler that you are, you would know that.
Yeah, but other countries are different. Every country is different. Look in the front of your phone book, and I'm sure they'll give you instructions on how to call internationally so you can pledge to WUSB.
That would be quite nice. That would be. I think folks should do that, just like we do on occasion.
There are no calls on the line, Chris.
It's quiet. Excuse me, Emmanuel, you know something? I think I need to get back inside and see if we can get folks to kind of get things cranking again. Also,
all right. I don't know how you're going to do that from inside, though.
Well, you never know.
You don't have a microphone in there.
You're saying leaving this room
will make people call in?
That could be.
That's possible.
Send the positive vibes over. You never know.
I'm going to read listener mail like I said I was going to do. Yeah.
And then I'll go inside and I'll try to get people to call from outside.
And we have a special feature coming up. So
keep up the good work.
I'll try to keep up the good work, but I can't promise anything. Thanks, Chris. And tune in to Chris this Thursday coming up from 6 to 10 for his usual fine work here at the radio station. So many people here. We have, over 100, 150 people who work here doing various things. It's all volunteers, and some of the music and talk you hear at this place is just simply phenomenal and memorable. And it's been like that ever since we first went on the air in 1977. So if that means something to you and you want to keep this place going, give us a call, 631-632-9872. Okay, let's take a look at some listener mail. And you can send listener mail to otw@2600.com. Dear Emmanuel, I am a big fan of 2600 Magazine and both your current shows, Off the Hook and Off the Wall. I really enjoy hearing you bring up important issues that many people are afraid to address in the world today. I will use a term that you used in your Off the Wall show a couple of weeks ago, blind following, to describe something I see more and more of over the years. Is blind following something that is being programmed into people's brains unconsciously by things that have happened in the past and others that are happening today? I find it increasingly disturbing that people simply do not seem to form an opinion about things and tend to have a default response that seems to pop out almost on demand. I talk to people about some of the issues you talk about on your show, such as the Ginsberg poem, Howl, not being allowed on radio, even though it was ruled in the court of law that it was indeed not obscene 50 years ago, and other events that seem to lead me to believe that many of the things people have fought so hard to get in this country, such as freedom of speech, are being overlooked in today's world. And people develop, as you put it, a blind following response. This is very troublesome to me, and I hope people will wake up out of their comas and realize that some of the things we allow to happen simply should not be overlooked. If we continue as a society to blindly follow and not question things and understand the importance of events from our past and even things from the present, such as attempts to further control the internet, I really hate to see what is going to eventually happen to us in the not-so-distant future. Signed, Mike. You're either Mike WV or you're Mike from West Virginia. But either way, thanks, Mike, for that thoughtful letter. This person writes in, on a more serious note, I was very dismayed to hear that you cannot eat delicious Norwegian sausages. Luckily, there is Norwegian/Nordic Deli in New York, www.nordicdeli.com. If they haven't got the sausage you crave, I guess they could order it for you. Signed, Magnus from Oslo. Well, Magnus, you know, I called them. They have a website, and I went over there and I looked at it, and I spoke to somebody on the phone just today, in fact, and they said that, no, they couldn't get it. They couldn't get the Stabber Pulse sausage, which is what I got addicted to in Norway, and I even brought some back. They said they can't bring meat products into this country. I'm not sure. I don't understand how a Norwegian deli can exist if they can't bring meat products into the country, but that's what they told me. They said it was new security or something like that. Kind of weird. But if anyone out there knows a source, and I'm willing to meet people on street corners, whatever it takes, for the Stabber, it's spelled Stabber Pulse. And I think the O has those two little dots over it. Don't quote me on that, but I think so. The funny thing is, get this, if you type that word into Google Images, all the returns are from 2600.com, and they're all pictures of other things, like payphones and weird things in Japan. I don't know how that happened exactly. I think I must have mentioned it during one of my travel logs, and somehow now the only reference to Stabber Pulse is coming from me. And that's not a world I want to live in. I want there to be Stabber Pulse coming from other sources. Now, why did I get addicted to this? I don't know. It's got a particular spice in it, which I particularly like, something like that. And yeah, I found out later on that it actually is horse meat. But at that point, I didn't care. I know it's wrong. It just tasted so good. All right. I'm on my fourth round of listening to all of the old Brain Damage shows. What can I say? I'm hooked. Brain Damage, of course, being a show we did here on the radio station from 1988 to 1995. And boy, the memories that show brings back. Again, some of the magical moments that were made possible by this place. And there are yet other shows that we have yet to put online that we're working on as we speak. And I think you'll find those fascinating as well, in all kinds of different ways. Just how history has changed. Of course, we're playing with phones all the time. You hear all sorts of different noises. Anyway, continuing with this letter, I can't wait to hear some more of the older stuff you alluded to recently, and probably alluded to right now. If I didn't thank you before, kudos for putting up Matt's Brain Damage shows. That's Matt Mankiewicz, who filled in for Brain Damage for... Actually, he did most of the shows in, I think, 1994, when I was doing all sorts of other things. And a lot of those shows now are online as well. In fact, if you go to the Brain Damage section of 2600.com, you'll see the Matt shows are up there now as well. Very, very different flavor, but essential if you want a full history of what Brain Damage was all about. Anyway, those were interesting to hear. They certainly filled in some gaps in the beautiful weirdness that was Brain Damage. Signed, Matt Zero. Matt, thank you so much for writing in. Dear Off the Wall, I really like the shows where you travel and speak to people in other countries. I don't have the cash to travel as much as I would like, so your various trips have given me at least a bit of a fix. I've been a listener to both shows for a few years now. I've been a hacker since my teens in the 1980s. I don't know if I'll make it to the Last Hope, as I'm not comfortable traveling to the USA because of the DMCA, U.S. Patriot Act, etc. But I will try to make it to one of the European conferences one of these days. Signed, Russell from Ottawa. Well, Russell, I recommend you go to the Chaos Congress coming up in December. It's between Christmas and New Year's in Berlin. That's always fun. But I also encourage you to try and make it to New York for the Last Hope taking place in July of next year. Yeah, I know it's a pain getting here. I know that people are afraid of various laws and regulations and things like that. But, you know, if you don't show up in force, they win. Just like in Pakistan, if people don't stand up to the crap that's going on around there right now, they win. There's just no debate about that. So you show up to the Hope Conference, you'll be amongst friends, and you can share all kinds of stories about various weird questions they ask you at the border. They don't send people to Guantanamo Bay just for coming into the country. You generally have to be at some kind of training camp in Afghanistan for that to happen. So it is something to be concerned with, but I think the payoff is far better than the risk. It's kind of like traveling in the first place. You know, every time I get on an airplane, I'm nervous, you know, only partly because of all the crazy security nonsense I have to go through. But, you know, when you realize you're on this huge machine filled with fuel that you kind of hope some guy from Texas flying the thing knows what he's doing. Yeah, you put a lot of faith in technology, a lot of faith in people from Texas, wherever they're from. And you realize that, you know, if this works out, it's going to be really cool. So it's kind of worth it. It's kind of worth it. Okay, one more letter. Dear Off the Wall, I just wanted to chime in and say that I, for one, like the travel shows. I'm glad you're encouraging people to get out and try different things. I feel like most of my fellow Americans live with an irrational fear of other places and have this picture of, quote, the rest of the world, unquote, as a dangerous slum infested with malaria and terrorists, food that will make you sick, thieves and kidnappers, topped off by the idea that it's insanely expensive to go overseas. One thing you could mention is that if people have a small budget, to stick to developing countries, because they'll have a very different experience from North America. And they can get by nicely on a fraction of what a trip to Europe runs. When people eat local foods, use local transport, and stay at the small guest houses, they're going to have a better experience and save money. It's a win-win. It's all part of the experience to forgo hot water, pest control, or proper indoor plumbing. I hope your shows inspire more people to travel. If people still can't or won't, at least you can help provide a picture beyond what the mainstream media offers. Signed, Sabrina. Thanks very much for that letter, Sabrina. And we do have one more travel show coming up. That's, of course, the recent trip I took to Brazil. So we'll be putting that online, on the air and online. I guess I can also buy some time if the writer's strike continues. Okay, time for a feature. Again, let me give out the phone number, 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. That's our phone number for pledges. We're in pledge mode this week, folks. Very, very important that you support the radio station. Keep us strong. And hopefully we can fix some of the equipment around here and make sure we're current on the bills. And in addition, our thanks to you. We will send you for a $75 pledge a 2600 sweatshirt. Really cool. And brand new design. Not the old design. The new design. And in addition to that, you'll get $75 worth of WUSB memorabilia, including a WUSB sweatshirt and a WUSB hat. Or there's all kinds of other possibilities. We have coffee mugs. We have T-shirts. We have all sorts of neat things. And we have a room full of tally people in there waiting to take your phone call who can tell you all about it. 631-632-9872 or 1-800-394-9872. The 9872 stands for WUSB. Again, those phone numbers, 1-800-394-WUSB or 631-632-WUSB. Yes, it's time once again for a feature we have not had in a while, which is entitled SUVs in the News. Is there something wrong with the music? Okay, I don't know what's happening here, but losing some audio. It's back? Okay. You know, I don't know what's going on here. That might just be in my headphones, too. I don't think so, though. Because it happens when I touch this. And that wouldn't just go to my headphones. I'm sorry. I don't know what's causing this. You'd think the engineers were on strike, not the writers. All right, let's take a phone, not a phone call. What am I? I'm in the wrong mode here. I'm sorry, I have no guidance. I'm like one of these airplanes that's lost its radar. That's what happens when you lose your support mechanism. Come on, guys. Get a contract. Get things settled. You know, all they're asking for is 2.5% of what comes in from sales of things that they created. Writers create this. You know, they create the TV shows you watch. They create the monologues for Jay Leno and all sorts of other things. They create the daytime soaps. Don't hold that against them. Someone tells them to do it, and they do it. 2.5%? I think that's a good percentage to get from that. And they're being told that's too much? That's too much. I have to wonder, where does the 97.5% of the rest of it go? If not to the people who created it in the first place. All right, so we're on your side, Hollywood writers, and we hope that things get settled and work out. Okay, but to this feature, I'm sorry, wandering all over the place today. This is a feature of the news department, so fortunately they're not on strike, so we were able to put this together pretty quickly. Actually, it took us 7 minutes before the show to do this. And we just basically picked the last 10 stories about SUVs that appeared in the news. Let's see what's going on. The driver of a compact car was killed in a broadside collision with an SUV at a Huntington Beach intersection on Monday, police said. The driver of the smaller car, an older model Honda, was pronounced dead at the scene of the 1:24 p.m. crash. The Honda was apparently cut in half by the force of the impact of the crash, and the unidentified driver was ejected and thrown into a ravine near the San Diego freeway. The SUV overturned. Its driver was transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. I guess that's considered a victory in the SUV world. John W. Sheridan, 69. Isn't he the commander of Babylon 5 or something? Wow. And his wife, Shirley Sheridan, 70, both died when a westbound SUV collided with an eastbound pickup truck at about 2:40 p.m. on Friday. The driver of the second vehicle remains in the QE2 hospital with serious injuries. The crash occurred near exit 18 at Middleton. And in case you don't know, that's in Canada. Police said a preliminary investigation suggests that the SUV crossed the center line and collided with a truck. All right, continuing here. Police say a Milton Freewater man died after jumping from a vehicle driven by his wife while their two young children were in the back seat. That's kind of an unusual SUV incident, but it happened all the same. And it happened when the couple was northbound on Oregon Route 11 on Friday night. The SUV was doing 40 to 50 miles per hour. Police say alcohol was a contributing factor and gave no other explanation. Because really, what can you say? Let's see what else here. Ah, yes. Former local businessman killed when SUV crashes into coffee shop. Yes, a former Flint resident and Grand Blanc businessman was one of two people killed Saturday afternoon when a driver crashed his SUV into a coffee shop in rural Oscoda County. This is, I believe, in Michigan. Virgil Eldon Spainhauer, 70 years old, of Glenny, was killed while eating lunch with his wife and granddaughter at about 12:20 p.m. at the Fairview Coffee Shop and Bakery in the village of Fairview. Witnesses told police that an SUV driven by Dean Edward Hudson, this news source believes in middle names, I suppose, 52 years old, of Alpena, crossed the center line on southbound M33, left the roadway, and went through a grassy area before crashing through the restaurant's front window. A woman was killed Monday evening when she stepped into the path of a sports utility vehicle in Harvey, Louisiana. Jefferson Parish deputies said the woman, whose name was not immediately released, was standing on the neutral ground on Gretna Boulevard. The woman appeared to be in her mid to late 50s, stepped directly into the path of an eastbound GMC SUV. The driver will not be cited. St. Louis police are investigating a crash that left one pedestrian dead and three others injured. The crash took place near the intersection of Compton and Merrimack Avenue shortly before 4 p.m. Witnesses say a speeding SUV went through the intersection when it struck one vehicle, causing it to spin around. The SUV continued to travel until it struck a pedestrian standing outside a vehicle. It's like that wasn't enough. Looking for more victims. Eyewitnesses on the scene say that the speeding SUV was being chased by police. There's a bank located on the corner, and a security camera points directly where the accident occurred. Police have seized a copy of the videotape and will also review it. Now, this is interesting. A Fresno couple running errands Monday morning came home to find a Ford Explorer and an elderly woman in their backyard swimming pool. The severely diabetic woman, whose identity was not made public, passed out when her blood sugar level dropped while she was driving just after 10:30 a.m., Homeowner Larry Gurrell didn't see what happened, but said he suspected that the woman blacked out and missed the leftward curve along West Escalon Avenue. She drove straight through his fence, clipped his classic 1948 Chevy that was parked in the backyard, and landed in the swimming pool. My wife noticed the fence was torn down, and then she called to me, "Larry, there's a car in the pool." I looked back there, and there really was a car in our pool. She usually makes up stories like that because she's kind of certifiably insane. So I don't believe anything she says when she takes that tone with me. But this particular time, I looked, and yes, indeed, there was a car in the swimming pool. Luckily, her window was open, and I was able to open the door easily. She couldn't unbuckle herself, so I got a buck knife and cut her seatbelt off. She didn't know where she was or what had happened. She's lucky we came home and found her when we did. You never think this stuff will happen to you. It's like a dream. Actually, a nightmare. And Dearborn Heights police are seeking help identifying the victim of a fatal hit-and-run Monday on Warren near Ann Arbor Trail. The pedestrian was struck about 6:30 p.m. by a dark-colored SUV traveling west on Warren. The SUV then took off. The man was thrown into the eastbound lanes, where he was hit by two more cars. One was a red Grand Cherokee, which also fled. The other vehicle stopped. Probably not an SUV. And locally, the mother of a 4-year-old Central Islip boy accidentally struck her son with her SUV Friday afternoon when she backed up out of the family driveway. Joshua Fellis Berto, the injured child, was flown by police helicopter to Stony Brook University Medical Center. That's right here, where police say he was in guarded condition after suffering soft tissue damage. He had no life-threatening injuries. "I think we were very lucky," said 4th Precinct Lieutenant Barry Fox. "It doesn't sound like, doesn't look like it'll be as bad as it could have been." Basically, mom started to back up and there he was. That's quite an analysis there. Thank you very much. And finally, our last SUV in the news story for this week. And this is a doozy. Two young women who walked away from an SUV after it became wedged between train tracks and a wall were fatally injured when a locomotive clipped the vehicle and sent it slamming into them. You think you're safe. You think you can get away from the things, but they come right after you, and that's just the end of that. All right, that's almost the end of our show here on this Oh, crap! It's election day, isn't it? I forgot. I forgot today's election day. Oh, my God, I have to go out and vote. I'm not sure what I'm voting for, but I totally... This is one of these election days that you don't know it's election day because there's not really that much to vote for. It's one of the off years. But there are local elections. There are local candidates. Except I haven't really gotten anything in the mail this year. So I haven't really been paying attention. I hate to say that the advertising works, but usually you know who's been more annoying and you vote against them more than anything else. So, wow, it just came to me. Yeah, it's Tuesday. It's election day. Wow. All right, if you haven't voted yet, make sure you vote as well. But before you do, wait, sit down. Before you run out of the house, make that phone call. All right, 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872, or 1-800-394-WUSB. Let's see, a last flurry of calls. This is likely the last week that we're going to be on for the fundraiser. Last chance for you to be one of the first people to get the new 2600 sweatshirt and to show your support for Off the Wall. So please make that phone call, 631-632-9872. Of course, if the writer's strike is settled soon, maybe we'll be on next week. Otherwise, we're out of material. There's nothing we can do. We'll just have to play music or something. 631-632-9872, 1-800-394-WUSB. Sure would be nice to see a couple of calls come in so that when I walk into the tally room afterwards, after the show, I don't feel like I've wasted people's time. They've actually spoken to our listeners. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for our programmers to speak to our listeners, no matter where they are. They can be overseas. They can be across the country. They can be down the block. We're all listeners. Radio has changed over the years. It used to be that our signal just got to a small area that was local. And now it gets around the world. And people listen to this radio show, radio station, all the time. They hear Lister on Saturdays. They hear Chris on Thursdays. They hear No Sound Test Thursday nights and all kinds of other neat things that this radio station has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can keep that coming. You can invest in the place by calling 631-632-9872 and showing your support. And that's really what it's all about. Investment. Investment in non-commercial radio. It's a dying breed. It really is. It's something that you see less and less of. Oh, yeah, there are non-commercial radio stations out there, but so many of them are corporate-run now. They don't have local radio. They have satellite radio. They have beautiful studios that are never used. We have ramshackle studios that are constantly used, and there's always somebody here. And we always answer the phone. And that, my friends, is the difference between this community radio station and all those other ones out there. 631-632-9872. Again, for a pledge of $75, you'll get not only a WUSB sweatshirt and a WUSB hat, you'll get the brand new 2600 sweatshirt. And pledge levels, of course, are welcome on all different amounts. So anything is welcome. It all adds up. It all makes a tremendous difference. We take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, all of that. But we need to hear from you. We only have a couple of minutes left. 631-632-9872, 1-800-394-WUSB. Would be nice to see a couple of phone calls come in these last couple of minutes. We're going to be on Off the Hook tomorrow. In fact, I wanted to mention, for those of you who have been writing in, we talked briefly last week about our colleague Jim on the on that radio program, who suffered a stroke a few weeks ago. I visited him on Sunday, and I'll have more details tomorrow on Off the Hook. But the good news is that that he's in there. Jim is in there, and the hard part now is getting him to express himself, to relearn communications. But I was able to talk to him and see the old Jim. And that's good. That's a good thing. But it's a long road ahead, and something that I'm sure our listeners will take a very keen interest in over the coming weeks and months, however long it takes. We're going to be there for him as well. More details on that tomorrow. I want to thank everybody who's written in. Our email address, otw@2600.com. Again, phone number to pledge to the radio station, 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. Toll-free number, 1-800-394-9872. All right, that's it for us this week and possibly next week as well. We'll see you when we see you. Child, I would love it as well. If I had a mother, she would shelter me from harm. Oh, if I had a mom. If I had love, I would shelter it from a broken heart. If I had a heart, I'd surrender. If I had my father, he would smile. If I had my dad, he'd be so kind. Listening to WUSB Stony Brook, and this is Tom Waits.